This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for your free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? As Jack Leiter, Rangers rookie pitcher, joining us now here on the Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. What's it like taking on the Yankees yesterday?
It was awesome. Mostly growing up in the New Jersey area and my dad playing for the Yankees, that's a dream of mine. And playing against a former teammate and a really good friend of mine and Anthony Volpe, and having my cousin in the bullpen for the Yankees, there's just a lot of underlying stories that made it extra special, I would say.
Okay, so speaking of dad, what did he have to say about your performance yesterday?
He's a proud dad most of the time. He even the outings that I'm very much not happy about throughout my career, he understands how hard this game can be, and he's definitely a proud dad.
Now, you mentioned your cousin and you know, obviously your dad, your uncle. Growing up as a Leiter, is it assumed that you're going to be a pitcher if you play baseball? Do you consider other positions? How's that whole thing get sorted out?
I mean, my dad wanted me to be a third baseman. I don't know exactly why, but that was kind of his dream for me. And obviously he wanted me to play baseball, but it wasn't forced upon me or anything like that. But just growing up around the game, it's hard not to fall in love with it. And that's what happened. I fell in love with it, and I always wanted to be a pitcher. And the early parts of high school, I wasn't sure if that was going to happen or if I was going to play infield or play a position in the field, but it just kind of worked out that I ended up a pitcher.
What have been some of the things for you this year that you've really been working on? Is last year, I mean, we had seen that they had kind of shut you down and you were working on some new things, but this year it seems like it's been much better for you overall, juggling from the minors and then now getting opportunities at the big league level.
Yeah, it's been a special year all around. Obviously, getting my first taste up here in the big leagues, and the results haven't been there yet. Obviously, in terms of what I would like to see in my big league outings, but it's really got to be a process mindset as a pitcher and coming up in the big leagues, and a lot of times you control what you can control, and that's executing a pitch. And strictly from a process mindset, I felt like my execution last night was the best it's been in all of my big league outings by a good margin. So obviously the results in the final line and the fact that we didn't end up with an extra win in the win column, those all were frustrating after the game. But once you take on the process mindset of, you know, did I execute more times than not, and there's a lot of positive takeaways. So it's a good one to build off of.
Hey, Jack, I was just wondering, is, you know, you've mentioned about being down in the minors and then getting some spot starts and stuff like that. Has that been tougher on you? Would you have just rather have been in one spot, say, like with the big club and just kind of felt your way and learned your way that way instead of kind of going back and forth between the two?
Yeah, obviously, in the same way, you control what you can control. You pitch where you're at and give it your all. But yeah, as pitchers, we're creatures of habit, and I would say me more so than others even. And having a routine is important, and it's always nice when you can spend time around the guys and get to know the catchers and get to know the coaching staff, and more so than just kind of fly in and show up at the field and pitch that day. But that all comes with earning it. And that's something that you have to show with results over time. And my confidence in myself long-term in getting those results in my career is very high. But obviously some of these outings early on in my big league career weren't there, statistically speaking. So for a number of reasons. So it's all about the process. Like I said, those times when I got sent back down, it's all right. What do I need to do to get back up here and have more success the next time? Because that's all you can control.
It's Jack Leiter here with your Rangers rookie. How much more comfortable are you after, or, you know, going into the start yesterday? Was that your fifth start in the major league level compared to your first one?
Yeah, much more comfortable. It's about managing adrenaline. And I've pitched in big games, pitched in the College World Series, but But something about the big leagues, it's something you dream about forever, and it's an opportunity that I'll never take for granted. But you want to make the most of it, and sometimes wanting it too bad can lead to self-caused errors, I guess, and mistakes. And I think that's what sort of was happening in my early outings, was just wanting it too much, and as a result, my mind is thinking too many things, and it's just moving too quick, and it's about slowing it down for myself. And, you know, you're the pitcher, you got the ball in your hand, it's on your time. So yesterday it was a conscious effort about making it on my time.
Jack, you mentioned you were an outstanding college pitcher. Trust me, I'm an LSU alum and fan and watched you many a day and just was marveled at that. But, and you mentioned pitching in big games and stuff like that. As the draft status that you have, do you feel pressure carrying that status to the mound with you?
I wouldn't say so. I think the pressure I put on myself is more so than any other external factors could put on me. And I think that's kind of what you need to have to be successful in anything, is holding yourself to a high standard. But there is a fine line between holding yourself to that high standard and applying too much pressure on yourself. But you could always say there's been pressure. Being the son of a major league baseball player and choosing to be a pitcher as well, there's that inherent pressure, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I guess when you experience it so long for so much of your life, it just doesn't really affect me. And I mean, obviously it's there, but no, I would say it's just about making pitches. Simple.
Jack Leiter with us here in the G-Bag Nation. You brought up the mental side of things, and I think when it comes to sports, that's a subject that now has been discussed a lot more and openly. What do you try and do to maybe decompress before a start? Or, I mean, have you kind of had to learn and adjust some things that do work or don't work for you to try and calm down a little bit?
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Absolutely. I think the mental side is huge, especially for a starting pitcher, because you're out there on an island. It's your game, and you know, if you lay an egg, it's on you. There's full accountability there, and you just want to do what it takes to help the team win. And like I said, that hasn't been there quite yet, but that's part of the accountability and the working process, and I hope it just makes it that much sweeter when it does start coming around results wise. But from the mental side, there's so many different ways to go about it. But it comes down to how do you get yourself to fully focus on this one pitch? It's the most important thing in the world. And then once it's done, it's meaningless. It's not easy, but it's part of it. Like, this pitch is everything. And then after that, this pitch is everything. And whatever you can do throughout your day, throughout your week, throughout your, you know, the hours leading up to your start and throughout the seconds in between pitches to get to that point is everything. And I think that's what us as pitchers are always working to accomplish more and more.
How superstitious are you?
I would say I'm pretty superstitious just because of the fact that I love my routine and my process. But nothing crazy like, you know, I gotta eat this 3 hours before my start and I gotta put the left sock on first. Nothing like that.
What's the general pregame meal though?
I try to get a lot of carbs in. And as the adrenaline starts to flow, I used to just not really eat because you don't really think about hunger leading up to a start. But now I've kind of gained an understanding that's important for brain function and physical function. So I kind of make myself eat some carbs, some type of pasta or rice, and then a protein, some kind of chicken, meat, and I love fruit. So fruit's always in the mix.
Yeah, Jack, we're right with you. When you're about to pitch, we eat a lot of carbs too, getting ready to watch you pitch. Just load up. We just load up pizza.
Nachos.
Any boomsticks, anything we can eat at the ballpark, we just do that before you pitch to help you out there.
Whose routine do you marvel at that's in that clubhouse right now? Are you, like, taking notes on some guys? Like, holy smokes, the dedication, the professionalism?
Yeah, I mean, everybody. It's a team full of pros and you know, being out there talking to some of the bullpen guys the last couple days has been cool for me because it's a whole different perspective, the reliever routine and the starter routine and our bullpen having veteran guys who have been the best in the game for so long. It's really cool to pick their brains on, you know, how they go about their process and their routine. And then guys like Eovaldi, who's kind of just, you know, a model starting pitcher. If any young kid could watch Nathan Eovaldi's routine, it's pretty special, and he's very detail oriented, and he's a great teammate who has a genuine interest in making others better. So I would say him, along with truly everyone on the team, it's a special group of guys in terms of routine.
We're big Nasty Nate guys, so we see eye to eye there. He's incredible. We love him so much.
Hey, Jack, I was just wondering, when you sat down and went through the lineup, I mean, for your your pre-pitch, you know, meetings and stuff going out on the hill, did you kind of like just go, and they're going through the lineup with Judge and Soto, you're like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Is it one of those things where you kind of, you know what you're getting into just knowing that lineup or looking at that lineup and you're like, yeah, I know. I get it. It's got to be different than any other lineup you deal with, right?
Yeah, it's the same, but obviously very different than you know, preparing for Salt Lake City or Sugar Land or some of the outings that I faced this year. You're talking about arguably two of the top hitters in the world, and they're in their 2 and 3 spot, and everyone else in the lineup's no slouch either. There's really no breaks. I mean, I've always said Anthony Volpe gives me my toughest at bats because I've faced him about 50 to 100 times just growing up around him and going to high school together and inter-squad games and seeing him in the eight hole. It's like, all right, this is a deep lineup right here. And then, you know, you got an MVP and another MVP in Stanton and an MVP candidate in Soto. I'm sure he'll win one or a couple before it's all said and done. It's a good lineup.
But the Aaron Judge size, like, did it even take you by surprise a little bit, even knowing how big he is? I just imagine looking at him there like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a big zone. The first at bat, he smoked the ball to left on a fastball up with two strikes. And coming in, I was like, was that the wrong pitch or was it not up enough? Because it felt like I threw that fastball up. And sure enough, I looked at it and it was in the zone. So he's got a tall zone for sure.
Not to harp on the pasta too much, but are you generally Alfredo or are you going with like a spaghetti and meatball situation?
I'm so not a picky eater. Both of those sound pretty delicious right now. So I don't discriminate when it comes to pasta.
What's the fruit that you're mixing in right now?
I like berries, strawberries, blueberries. My mom used to call me Applejack when I was really little. She cut me an apple every night. So I've always been a guy who, you know, whatever type of fruit there is, I'm gonna be eating it. I'm not much of a dessert guy, so that's kind of my sweet tooth.
I love that, dude. Okay, we're going to let you out of here with a little bit of a game. We're going to see how well you know your teammates. This is 3 seconds of analysis. One of your teammates is being described. If you could guess that teammate for us, that would be incredible, okay?
All right, we'll see.
You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive.
Are we talking David Robertson?
Ooh, that's a damn good guess right there, Jack Leiter. I like the guess. It's very close, but it is not the actual answer we were looking for, but it was one of the multiple choice answers. It was sitting right there.
He was D. He was.
Now, we will, if you don't mind, Jack, we'll continue to play this game with you until you get this thing right. How about that? I know we'll have you back soon, okay?
All right.
All right, sweet. Thank
you. Kicking ass, man.
There he goes. Applejack Leiter. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
There he goes. Jack Leiter brought to you by Golden Chick and by Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary?
And we're also going to give Jack a $100 gift certificate to Pluckers. There's 8 of those in the DFW location. So thanks for Jack and the Rangers for being on with us today.
Yeah, that was good. We got another 4 nights, then we're back at it again here with more Jack Leiter coming up probably in the Angel series. We're getting Jack Leiter and DeGrom this weekend?
Question mark? There's a possibility about DeGrom. Wow. We'll ask CY that coming up at 4:20. Maybe yes. He can give us more insight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.